this time. Down the bars
to the bloody end. Letty Martinez.
Letty, hi. My beautiful daughter.
Half Mexican and Salvi. The perfect girl from Cali.
She's an impressionable human being trying to do right.
See, fantasy is what people want, but reality is what they need.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
It's November. Don't you love November? It's my favorite month. It's my birthday month. I wonder if everybody's birthday month is their favorite month. Also, I don't know if I've shared this, but it's not just my birthday month. It's every dude in my life's birthday month or proximity to their birthday is right now. So my first son, David, first of all, my birthday is November 23rd. My first son, David, is November 26th. My husband is November 25th. And our baby boy was due November 28th. But he was like, fuck y'all. I don't want to be in November with you. I want to be December. So he's December 1st. And then my dad, who is my heart, is December 8th. So it's all like jam-packed right here. And my mom's birthday is the beginning of November, November 7th. I'm telling you, a lot's going down right here in this month. And anyway, episode 14. Yes. Thank you for being down to ride thus far. I'm seeing a lot more people reach out to me, and it's really cool being able to keep going with this podcast, regardless of whatever life situations are going down. Know that you're in the back of my mind, even when I'm not recording a podcast. Case in point, what this podcast subject matter is going to be on: questions. So not like a Q&A, but like questions we all need to ask ourselves. I was thinking about that. We ask so many questions of other people and of God, but we don't ask questions of ourselves. And we don't do a deep dive interviewing self. And it helps in taking inventory of how you're feeling, what's going on, what's like the main issues. Basically, all therapy is someone else doing that part for you. I'm not saying don't go to therapy at all, but I'm saying this could be a good start should you be wanting to, and maybe it can help you identify some things that you may or may not be focusing on or should be focusing on. Anyway, I was looking for something online, certain type of questions I could ask myself that can help me better know me and better navigate the world, right? Things you can ask yourself, we all can do it. So I found an article, and that was my subject. I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk about these questions. I'm going to go through these questions, and I'm going to answer them for myself, and I'm going to ask them to you. And then I went to church, and this is the cool thing about God and the universe, is that I even wrote a poem. I'm a low-key poet. One day I want to publish this shit or like have a gallery. Like, you don't even know. I've been really thinking about having a gallery about the stuff that I write down. But I am a strong believer that your life works in foreshadow. And if you know about stories or books or literature, foreshadow is when the author kind of sprinkles in something telling about what's going to happen later, and you find out later like, oh shoot, they said that in the beginning, or oh shoot, this ties into that. So that's basically foreshadow. I feel like God does little foreshadows, telling signs of things that are going to come later. And I feel that that's how God works. And so this was another example of that, where he had me like, oh, maybe I should talk about questions. Maybe I should focus on like questions and self-questions. And then I went to church, and I didn't even, low-key, it was this new speaker at church. And the stuff that I saw about her, I knew she was going to be the speaker. I wasn't like popped up to church and like she surprised me. And normally I don't go physically into church. I live stream it. But something was like, all right, just go, just see what it's about. I trust my pastor enough to know that he's going to put on a speaker that I'll probably vibe with. And so she goes on, and her style isn't really my regular style that I like listening to church in. But the word that she gave, whew, made me cry at a point. I didn't even know I was going to cry. I was just sitting down, and then she said some shit, and I was like, Oh my God. That's how I knew it impacted me, because it's not like I was already giving in. If it was my Pastor Torre, I would just be all in, like wherever you take me. I know I'm going to get emotional because I'm already open to how you're going to talk. But with this particular woman, I wasn't. I was like, I'm feeling you out. And it's like, whoa, where did these tears come from? So her word was, it's funny because my view on the Bible, especially on Genesis, which is how God created the universe, which is Adam and Eve, all of that, I kind of am skeptical, because it's like, how on earth did anyone know that that stuff happened? Adam and Eve didn't write Genesis. So it happens years later, but you're telling me about the creation of Earth, and I'm just supposed to believe you? And low key on some female skepticism, it's like, oh, what a nice way to already pit men against women from the jump. So already I'm skeptical on that particular part in the Bible. So when she started talking about that book in the Bible, it was like, oh, okay, this is a story I'm not too fond of. This is the story everyone knows, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know that there's any confirmation that this stuff is real. So in specific, Genesis is something I have trouble with. So of course, God takes me there. Like, hey, remember this one? And the woman starts talking about Adam and Eve. Christine Kane is her name. And I'm going to be paraphrasing because I don't have the book right in front of me and I don't know the Bible to heart. But I do know that this was a very important message. And I love how it relates to life. Okay, so her story was on Adam and Eve. And of course, the Garden of Eden, the forbidden fruit, the serpent. How this relates to questions is very, 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 and you'll see, and it's cool. So they're in the garden. God tells them, you can have anything here. It's like in Lion King when it's dude tells Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom. And then Simba, of course, is like, what about the dark spots? Don't go in there. So that's basically Genesis. So God's like, don't eat from that tree, right? I'm not sure if it's the tree of knowledge, the tree of wisdom. Don't eat the apple from the tree. So then Eve is hanging out and the serpent comes up. And the serpent is like, hey, you should eat from that tree. You can eat anything, right? And Eve was like, no, God said that I shouldn't be eating from that tree. That I can have anything but that. Or else I'm not sure if he said you'll die, but something like there will be consequences. Straightforward, let's relate it to our lives, right? If you're like me, God has told you something. Whether you've accepted it or not, you have felt a calling on your life, especially if you listen to my podcast. By now, you're listening because you got a purpose and you felt it. Somewhere, something told you, and it may have been like, oh, it's the voice in the back of my head, or oh, it's this stranger that said this, or oh, it's my mom explained, but it's God speaking through people or speaking to you directly, and you just are not maybe identifying it as such, or you are identifying it like, no, I know God has me out for this, right? So God has you out for a certain thing, and you know you're on your path for that. And then here comes another voice. It could be another voice in your head. It could be another person in your life. It could be situations that are telling you, no, go this way. And you know it's against your better morality. You know it's against what you would usually do. It's not something that had that not presented itself, you would oblige to, you would go off your own accord. It's something that's presented to you. Inside, like, no, that's not it. So then the serpent says to Eve, did God really say that you'll die? Like, surely you won't die. Like, surely you can eat this. You're not going to die off an apple. And that is very true to life. A lot of these situations are like, you're not going to really die if you text while you drive. Like, it can happen, but like, you could do it. You're not really gonna lose your soul if you say yes to this deal that is a little shady. Come on, everybody does a little shady stuff. You're not gonna die. Nothing is that extreme, right? So it's a way to pacify the wrong move. And again, it could be you telling yourself, it could be a situation, it could be a person. It gets very convincing, right? Now, let's say you proceed with this move, with this action, with this thought, with this person, with this deal, and shit goes bad. As it pertains to the story of Adam and Eve, Adam takes a bite of the apple. They find out, oh my gosh, we're naked. Then they start to feel shame. So I think that tells us one thing, right? before the apple, before biting into it, before realizing we're naked, before any of that, there was no shame. And I know sometimes we're like, oh, you got no shame type stuff. No, no, no. You had no shame. But what does shame do to you now? Shame is harsh. Shame can make you feel inadequate. Shame can make you hide. Shame can definitely make you hide your true self because you don't want to be ashamed. You don't want other people to make you feel any certain way that's negative for being who you are, right? So we subscribe to shame. This was not a thing. And so if we look at it like that, honestly, I'm not about, oh, the ideal world of when the apple wasn't eaten. But what it does show is when shame comes about, understand that it's not godly. God didn't present that to you. God didn't equip you with that. That's not from him originally for your life. Okay, so now these fools are hiding from God. And God comes and he's looking for his children. He's not really looking for them. Like, God is everywhere. God knows where the heck Eve and Adam are. But he's asking, where are you? Adam, Eve, where are you? Another question, how it pertains to our life. No, it's not, where are you location? No, it's not, where are you? Send me your PIN or GPS. It's, where are you? Where's the you before you made that move? Where is the you before you got into that deal? Where is that you before you subscribed to a certain thought, a certain person, a certain partnership? What are you? Then Adam comes out and Adam has like leaves on him. And so clearly God's puzzled, although he knows. And Adam starts to tell him, I'm afraid because I'm naked. And God says, looking at his child, he created in all perfection to not feel ashamed, to be their true selves out in the world. He's hurt. I think more so because of what his son is feeling than because of the betrayal that happened. I think God is more hurt seeing how you are now treating yourself, seeing how you are now ashamed of you, seeing the moves that you're making because you're operating in shame. And you're operating in a hiding manner now, a panic mode, and not who he knows you are, who you guys had to talk about what you are supposed to be. And God is heartbroken. And to Adam, God says, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were less than? Who told you that you don't belong? Who told you that you're not going to make it? Who told you that you're ugly? Who told you that you're stupid? Who told you that you agreed and that you are not operating with that belief to that identity of you? I started crying. That's when I started crying. That's when I was like, whoa, this woman is magic. What the heck? Because one, you start to see who told you in your mind. And sometimes you're who told you. And sometimes someone that loves you is who told you, or who you think loves you is who told you. Sometimes it's the world who tells you. And God's here hurt that you're subscribing to it. God is here hurt that you've accepted that as fact. And that's the question that was supposed to be the subject of today's podcast. Who told you? Whether it be physically tell you, whether it be by action, whether it be just implied, and you've accepted it. Who are you giving that much power to that the conversations and the affirmations and the confirmations you've had directly with God have been superseded by that? That you've accepted one over the other, which is far times greater, far times more true. Who is that snake? And if it's you, if it's someone you love, if it's the world, know that one, it is understandable that you took it for truth. But also know that it is not the truth if it makes you feel ashamed. I think that's the biggest identifier of should you listen to that or should you talk to God. And I think this is the time now to say whatever is making you feel ashamed, however you've accepted life and your identity to be, bring that to God. Now, again, Adam and Eve did not die. There were consequences. They did not die then and there, but God is still there for you. So talk to him. And you know what's crazy? I was thinking about this the other day. I know I preach and I talk about God all the time and it may get annoying, but I also know this may be the only conversation you might have with someone about God. One, two is, see, this talk happened a few weeks ago. Honestly, I didn't record this specific podcast as soon as it happened because I was still like, whoa, this is making me cry. This stuff is too emotional. And I've already cried and I've already been emotional with your ass. Like, damn, I don't want you to be like, fuck. Every time I talk to Letty, she's crying. I don't want that either. So I waited, and then I went to church again, and I saw Pastor Ture, and he also spoke about how we have been assigned people. And this will go to your passion, right? This will go to your purpose. We haven't just been assigned a goal and a mission. We've been assigned people. And if you believe, like I believe, that your purpose is preordained by, of course, the man upstairs, he's not just here just be like, oh, okay, we're just going save you and we just gonna propel you. No, your job also on your path to success and missions and goals is to bring others along with you. There are people that you are meant to touch that no one else can touch. That if you do not touch them with your purpose, and if you do not touch them with your service, and if you do not touch them with the word and message that you know is in you, they will go untouched. They will go unsaved, unled, because they are assigned to you. And I know, not for nothing, but if you're listening to me and I'm the only convo you have this deep, you're assigned to me. You are my responsibility. And this is why I have to speak the way that I do. Sometimes I feel like, Letty, you gotta freaking dilute this shit with some other stuff. No. And also, God equipped you with the language to speak to certain people. I cuss. And sometimes people are like, don't cuss when you talk about God. Bro, God ain't my grandma. God knows I cuss. It would actually be worse not to be my true self in front of God when I'm talking. Like, he knows. He knows the words I use. As long as he knows my intentions are right, he knows that's how I communicate. And also, he knows other people talk the way that I talk, and that I can reach those people by speaking the way that I speak. That some all proper church person will never be able to hit the way that I can hit, not physically, to your soul with that language. It's also, and I have to run this through, like, Pac. This is foreshadow. I'm going to talk about Pac. So God equipped us with the ability, especially me, who I'm already a communicator, to communicate to certain people a certain way that another person can't do the same thing, even though we have the same message, right? God equips us with the language, and God equips us with the personality, charisma, whatever it may be, to be able to reach you. And I don't mean like physically reach you. I just mean like inside reach you, or hit that spiritual spot in you that you do have, but maybe other things aren't working for. Pastor Torre is that for me, because honestly, I grew up in church and the words just didn't hit me as hard as when I went into his church for the first time and I heard him and his wife speak. And it's like, oh, wow. I felt that connection there, not with just the pastor, but I felt that connection with God. Okay. Tupac said this similarly with Thug Life when he was asked, why do you push this Thug Life narrative when supposedly you're trying to be positive? And what he said was, it's the only way I can reach those people. I'm not trying to reach positive people already. I'm not trying to reach the safe people or the people that are like good citizens already. I'm trying to reach the people in the slums that are suffering and that may be operating off of their suffering and doing things that they shouldn't be doing and participating and living lifestyle that they have to because of where they come from or because of how the world is treating them. I'm reaching them. I'm speaking on their terms. I'm going to their ground level, and that is Thug Life. And by being able to see eye to eye with them, not talk above them, not talk about them, talk to them and be right there, be peers, that's how I reach them. And that's how I can spread the same messages that I can tell this Harvard grad and this politician, I can tell to my homies on the street, and they can get it. They get me. So similarly with the way that I speak or this platform that I have, I know that I'm not talking down to you. I know that I'm not a freaking preacher myself, but I know that I'm supposed to be the way that you get this message. So I say that to say also, you are not meant to keep this message on your own. You don't even have to cite that it's from me. You just got to spread your own message, whatever you and God talked about, whatever you and the universe have conspired to do and to knock out, and whatever your mission is and also your service is, you are meant to do that in your way. Don't be conforming because someone will make you feel ashamed if you talk a certain way or if it comes out a certain way in whatever expression of your art or your service is. Do it how you know best. Don't follow other people's guidebook. and this is how it should be done. Nah, you know, you can feel it. You can feel how it should be done. And that's what you're assigned to do. That is why God has you here. And again, I want to bring this a little bit back to when I was first starting to dabble in spreading messages about God. It would be on Instagram, right? I would post something and I would literally be nervous about it. I would be nervous that if I posted and people hated on it or people said God's not real, that I would lose credibility. And especially like the quote posts or the posts about God, they don't get as much likes as a selfie, right? So then you have that to deal with, like, oh man, this isn't getting as many likes. And also there's these people that are challenging me and I don't know how to deal with being challenged. I'm like super new to all of this too. Like, I don't even know if I can defend it right. I don't know, freaking Proverbs, this, that, 3:16, whatever. It was all like that in the beginning. Every single post that I would do, but I wouldn't stop. And now I post like, now I can talk to you like nothing. And yes, I tell myself to tone it down just because it's like, it may be too concentrated for you that Aller talks about this. But again, maybe this is your church, and not to say I'm church, but I'm saying this could be how you receive the word. And you may feel that way too, whether you post about it and you haven't ever posted about it before. You're afraid of opposition or you're afraid of someone proving you wrong. No, there's no proving wrong what you feel. There's no proving wrong what he's told you. All of that other stuff is the serpent. All of that other stuff is, did he really say? Did God really say this? Are you really sure he's there? No. All of that. You don't need that. Because the stuff that you know to be true, I promise is true. Because it feels right, right? That doesn't make you feel ashamed. So, yeah. If you're barely on the beginning times of kind of pushing with what you feel God has told you to do, do it. That nerve stuff, I promise it goes away. It's like a new job. When I had a new gig at the radio station, like there were different systems and it's overwhelming. And it's like, oh man, I'm never gonna get this. I'm gonna mess up all the time. Give it 2-3 weeks and it's like back of your hand, second nature stuff. That's how this is gonna be too. And that's a good thing. Because if you want anything to be your second nature, if your first nature should be, one, your relationship with God, and two, your expression of that. Okay. Oh, I have a couple of announcements. So I have these air fresheners for Down to Ride, and they're basically the homegirl that I always looked up to as a little girl. It's the girl that was on my folder, on stickers. She was on my cousin's tattoos on their arms. It was the girl that looked like a payasa, but she was just down. And I was like, dude, I want to be that girl. And so I did my makeup kind of like how I saw one of the tattoos. And I took pictures with this a beautiful oldie car. And I made air fresheners. So if you want these air fresheners, they are a 3-pack. And you can cop them right now on letthesetgo.com. If you use the code D2R, I'm only telling you guys this, D2R, it's free shipping. So you can go on there, order this 3-pack. It's 3 different pictures and it's in black ice. I like black ice. People are like, oh, black ice is good. No, I fuck with black ice. It always smells good. So yes, you can log on and it's free shipping. D2R is the code to put in. Also, if you haven't already pre-ordered my calendar, Rhyme Capture, you can use D2R as well. And it's going to give you free shipping on that too. That's a pre-order though. Well, what's cool about the pre-orders to my calendars is that in between, like now when they drop in December, when I send them out, is that I only send you guys and anyone that's pre-ordered the behind the scenes stuff. And it's videos. If you don't know about Rhyme Capture already, Rhyme Capture is basically my ode to hip hop. It is 12 pictures that are inspired by rap lyrics. And also, instead of holidays, it's rapper holidays, anniversaries. And I'm thinking of adding album anniversaries to this next coming year. That's what you get. You also get way into my pop-up shop meet and greet before anybody else does. Again, you get this behind the scenes stuff and you get free shipping if you use the code D2R. If you want to go get that, it's on my website, letthesetgo.com. All right. I'll talk to you next time.